Patreon exclusive.
Kyle, what an amazing show that was.
That was good. It felt good.
You know what? I felt good. I felt like I had fun. Felt like we talked a lot of things about stuff. But now it comes to everybody's favorite show. It's a post show.
First ever post show of Road to Greatness.
That's right. As of recording, I was trying to walk it back like this is the main show. Yeah. So can you believe we talked about it? What did we talk about? God, I hope news happens between now and when the show actually drops. Here's the thing, though. We got word that we've been called in to the big leagues. Okay.
Bring them in.
Phoenix Overdrive, Extra Life. We are Carpool Gaming / the Trophy Room, I believe. I think we're merging it so that we are just one station. So we're going to have time slots for everybody. I don't know the logistics here or there about it, but This whole entire post show is about how we are we are making a trip.
Yep.
We're doing the logistics of us, Kyle. The Trophy Room takes on Rome, New York.
Yay!
Woo, 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 woo!
I love Rome, New York. It's about an hour and a half out of where I went to college.
Woo, Rome.
Rome's great.
New York.
Yeah. Are you shitting on
Rome? This whole episode, I want to get it down to the deets. Not about like, because like Sean's like, I'm going to just flood you with all these notifications. Like, dude, I'm getting notifications from everybody. I'm very popular, unlike you, right?
Ooh, so relax. Ouch. Relax.
No, Sean Capri is a dork and I hate him. Almost as much as I hate that Luke Lore fella. It just goes to show, if we're close enough friends, I'm going to shit on you as an individual. And just see how I can, you know,
That mean about me?
I shit on you constantly.
Not to my face, so you do it to other people?
All the time. I do it. I just mutter it. I go, hey, Kyle, oh my God, you're my best friend. You piece of shit. What I do.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Sorry, people don't like voices anymore, Kyle.
I'll allow it.
I'm not doing any more voices. People said they don't like it.
Can I be truthful for a second?
So I'm never doing it again.
Can I be truthful?
Yeah.
That same person messaged me in Discord like 4 days ago.
No way.
And I did not want to tell you because I would have made you mad. And he went and wrote a whole review saying it. So like, what dick bag?
That's a dick move. Well, here's the thing. They give you a really, like, they really appreciated you.
Hey, well, I don't know how to take that.
I honestly think you can read that. So I'm talking about a podcast review. Someone left us a 2-star review, but they said top three. Top three.
PlayStation.
But only 2 stars. What's the other two? And what are their rating? 3 and 4? What a harsh critic. What is this guy? Ebert and goddamn Ropert of PlayStation Podcast?
Yeah.
It gives it 1 thumbs up. And Ropert gives it 2 thumbs down. Like. So I'm never doing voices again.
Yeah.
Because I'm annoying. Mm-hmm. So, yeehaw. Red Dead Redemption. I'm going to cater to one person because they're that special to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they were really rude to me.
As you should.
You know? Mm-hmm. It's not like, hey, you know, when you do that impression, all the kids in the county cry. I mean, all right, well, maybe I have to stop. It's not like Marcus O'Neill like walks up and he's like, hey, listen, Miles hates it. You got to, like, I do it for Marcus because Marcus is Canadian. He's going to be nice about it. And I like Miles.
Yeah.
But if I didn't like Miles, I'd be like, too bad. So sad. So he's in luck. Other people. Here's the thing. It's just don't come into my shop and going, I don't like the layout of your store.
Yeah.
Like, then just don't shop at my store.
Yeah.
You know? Don't look at the wares.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about Rome.
No, it's kind of like, no. It's kind of like you're the waiter or waitress And someone's making it a mission to say that they had a better chicken parm somewhere else, and that they only came here because the other chicken parm stores are out of business. Yes, you may say, Joe, do you mean an Italian restaurant or a pizzeria?
No. Chicken parm place.
Just chicken parm store. You go, I've had somewhere better, and you don't make the Italian accent as a good. Fuck you, dude. Be nice to me, guys. I've had a month. It's been bad. All right. Actually, my birthday was great. And yeah. Can you see this? I know I was going to bring it up on the main show, but now I'm not.
What is that, Mando here, helmet?
Yeah, my family got me a Mando helmet.
Hey, that's awesome.
I can't put it on my head because my head's too fat. My head's too big. And you know what they told me, Kyle?
What?
Sorry, going on tangents. They told me to lose weight. I go around my... Kyle.
I what go around... did you do to lose weight in your head?
And Kyle, they're just like, no, you don't get... They're adamant. They're like, you don't get it, Joe. Like, you lose weight when, like, on your face. I'm like, yeah, on my face, but not my forehead. They're like, no, you got a little fat there. I'm like, are you kidding me? Kyle, let me show you. Let me just show you. Talk to the audience while I grab this helmet, because I'm losing it here.
That is amazing. I've had multiple kind of conversations with my family the same way. Like, what are you?
I know this is audio only. And the audience can't see it.
No, I'm going to narrate.
I don't have the headset on. Talk the audience through it. This is how far it goes.
So the the bottom of the Mando helmet is barely covering his eyes.
I have to lose weight. You believe this?
He's got to lose that forehead weight. Oh my god! What do you have to do? Like just neck rolls, and like you know. Instead of like shoulder pumps, you gotta do it with your neck. Massage the forehead to smooth out the fat. Like what do we have to do to get this helmet on Joe? It's incredible. It's incredible.
It stops at my eyebrows and they're the helmet stops at my eyebrows. Lose some weight, it's gonna fit.
You heard about the freshman 15. It's that forehead 5.
Oh, my family. What a bunch of assholes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lose weight. Oh, my school. I mean, yes, I do. And that's a whole show, Getting Fit with BadBit, premiering next week. October what?
Man.
October, wait a second. 17th, it starts. The fever, the rage. It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a blast. It's my journey of getting better. And it's a free show for everybody. No matter
starting with your forehead and moving on down.
Going next to my kneecaps.
Oh my god.
My family. Only my family. Okay, so we're going around.
We're gonna do a last real question. We're gonna do a live look in at you, and you've gorilla glued a dumbbell to your forehead. And you're just doing head-ups the entire time.
It's like a Rocky movie doing montages.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I feel like that. It's like the guy that gave us a 2-star review. They're like, you know what? That's the advice he would give. Just lose some weight around your head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know? God damn. What a week it's been.
What a week.
Joseph just choosing violence. But not against those sick kids, because that's what we're doing this for.
Yeah. Rome, New York.
So why are we going to Rome, New York, Kyle?
We're going to Rome, New York to be part of the Carpool Gaming team for Phoenix Overdrive for Extra Life, where if you don't know, if you haven't heard about it, Extra Life is a thing where video gamers around the world play games for 24 hours to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. And allowing kids who are dealing with things such as cancer or other diseases or really bad injuries and their families to get the help they needed without having to, you know, break them down financially or spiritually, mentally, whatever. The best of the best. Kids get the best care there, and they desperately need the funding. So that is why video gamers do this. And I've done it for like 6-7 years now. It is one of my favorite weekends of the year. It's a great time. I love doing it, and I'm excited to be up there with obviously Joe, but like people I have only talked to over a screen and be with them in the same room and play games for 24 hours. It's going to be a good time.
So last year we raised over $80 million.
Phoenix Overdrive.
Okay. We're going to raise $160 million this year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my goal. We're just going to elevate it to new heights. And no pressure. It is because we're adding you to the team.
Oh, it's just me. I'm the double.
Yeah. I forget what we hit last year. Let me see. Extra Life, Phoenix Overdrive. Oh, God. How do I spell Phoenix?
P-H-O-E-N-I-X.
P-H-O-E?
Yep. N-I-X. N-I-X. Phoenix.
Phoenix. Overdrive. Fundraising.
There's also a Phoenix, New York, too, I think.
Is there really?
I believe so.
Hot damn. Do we get to see last year's goals? Let's see. Get to Phoenix Overdrive. Last year.
Yeah. Okay,
so our goal is $30,000.
Ooh.
And last year we raised, wait for it, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? $26,000.
Woo-wee.
And now here's a cool thing. This is why Phoenix Overdrive makes the most sense for us. A, they're terrific people. Seriously, Lee Navarro, his wife, his whole fam are just so incredibly gracious. This is what they do. Like, this is what they work towards every single year. So not only do they have a podcast, their main thing, though, is helping kids in need. It is this one moment every year. So what Sean and I really want it to be is kind of like the unofficial Trophy Room cross, you know, Carpool Gaming meetup, where we'll be meeting with, you know, not just like fans of the Trophy Room, but friends, really. You know, like Brendan Myers, the Winter Gamer, he's going to be there.
Oh, we can activate him in real life?
Activate him in real time. I'll actually be able to give him the little Bobby that I keep on forgetting to goddamn put in a box and ship to him. And the thing is, I've tried twice before, and it's always come back to me going, it's the wrong address. So now there's no excuse. I'm going to hand it to him in person. But like, it's just a really awesome way for us to kind of meet in person and do it for a good cause. So they literally rent out an auditorium for all of us to stream. We're going to have our own kind of command center, as it were. So Lee like has a streaming PC hooked up for us. I think all we have to do is bring like our PS5. I'll bring mine. And just stream some games and join us live. You know, donate. And I think I'll have it in the description because there's not like a bit.ly link for it. Mm-hmm. So donate, description down below. There's a whole bunch of prizes. We're going to try our best to get some cool stuff out there. But we don't have the relations like I wish we did with PR companies to say, hey, listen, we're doing this for charity. Take our word for it.
Yeah.
We're going to try our best to do something special for y'all. And I believe it's November.
It's November 3rd.
4th. November 4th, 6:30 p.m. So now that you know what this is all about, Rome, New York, if you want to assassinate me, probably best time to do it because I am giving you a location, Rome, New York. I'm giving you time to plan. Time to prep, but I just ask politely to maybe chill out about it. This is for a cause, you know, cool. This is for be cool, be chill. Maybe when it's all over.
Once we hit the 24 hour mark, then it's
like, okay, so this is not, like, this is for sick kids. The last thing you want to do is murder a podcaster.
Yeah, especially one that has the forehead five going on. Come on.
Exactly. And maybe the bullet just ricochets into your back.
Maybe that's the incentive. You lose the 5 pounds in your forehead, so then you can wear the helmet to save your life when someone tries to kill you.
Bing, bing. Yeah, shoots him right back. Oh God.
Yeah, what I think we're also gonna do is I feel like we're doing a lot of couch co-op with Sean and everybody else, and
a lot of Fall Guys.
A lot of Fall Guys, a lot of Jackbox, a lot of What the Dub.
Yeah,
really fun times there. I don't know what else. How can we trophy roomify the extra life stream? Like what game screams us to play together on stream with everybody?
So I think what screams trophy.
Are we co-op in Elden Ring? are we co-op in Bloodborne? Or am I walking you through the DLC?
Mate, yes. Yes, I think you are.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. That would be really cool. Us co-op and playing. Yeah. I actually think that's co-op play Bloodborne. I think I'm already at like the level where I'm taking on one of the dudes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. On top of that, what can we do to make it trophy roomified?
Yeah.
By this point, November 4th, we're on the eve of God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
What if, Kyle, hear me out here, we do a console war room live with Sean Capri?
Ooh, okay.
We could talk about our predictions for God of War Ragnarok.
Uh-huh.
And maybe, just maybe, talk about how much of a fucking idiot Sean is.
Can we? I mean, Sean might listen to this. I don't care.
Oh, no, he is. He's 100%.
Sean, it's fine. I want to somehow, or not even some, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the scores of our Fantasy Critics League, right? I'm going to send it off to a business card maker.
Ooh.
And you're just going to leave them randomly in Sean's things. Or maybe a screen grab of Valkyria Elysium or all these little things. Just remind him.
Yeah.
Hey, we're always watching.
Honestly, and here's the thing. I feel so bad for Sean. I really do. He didn't want it to end this way. He didn't want it to turn up how it is. Because every day, Valkyria Elysium, there's a dance it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't paid attention.
Now I am. Not because he's living in my head, but the joy of his pain is living in my head, where it's dancing around 68 to 70. So at best, it's like, this, he never had a choice. You know what I mean? Like, it's like he just wiped a pawn off the field. At worst, it hurts him. And it's just, it's funny to me. It's just, it is legitimately hilarious. Digital Trends, 2 stars. Oof. Thank you, Digital Trends. Here's the thing. I do want to play the game. It does look fun, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It does look
fun. GameSpot has yet to review it still. Not a good sign.
Not a good sign. Yeah.
Not a good sign. So right now, as it stands, Kyle, we're at 177. Remember when they were beating us by like 80 points?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're at 180. By the time we get to Sean Capri and whatever, we would have, when does Pokemon Scarlet and Violet come out?
In October, I think, right?
Let me see this.
I know Plague Tale will be out by then.
I know we'll have Plague Tale. Oh, it's saying blank blocked. What do you mean blank blocked?
Scarlet, oh no, Pokemon comes out November 18th.
All right, November 18th. Yeah. So we would have, let me see this.
God, joke. Could you imagine if we timed it where we get the Ragnarok scores on stream?
So we're going to have Plague Tale, Bayonetta, and possibly God of War Ragnarok scores coming in.
Oh, boy.
If Bayonetta gets over a 92, Sean Capri's done. He's done. Like, he's done. Game over. Goodbye. It's been nice knowing you, Sean, and your lead. You know, Plague Tale's gonna score high. Cause you wanna know how I already know that?
How?
People are already playing it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got some buddies on the inside. They're telling me things.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh, so you know, here we are, Kyle. We're in the end game. I'm feeling really good.
Hey, remember when we wanted to just talk about Rome, New York, and Extra Life?
All right, sorry. So, but like, that's what we could talk about, our like console war room of like, and Ryan's gonna be there too. So they're flying from Canada to Rome, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Rome, New York.
Yep.
And we just get to talk shit about them in front of them. Sounds like fun to me.
It's gonna be a good time.
Sounds like fun to me. So, Kyle, now we're here to plan logistics. How are you planning to go to Rome, New York? And are we sharing a room? Not a bed. Don't be perverted out there. I know we all watched the latest Game of Thrones, but don't do it.
I didn't.
Don't do it. Dude, it's so weird.
Well, I'm driving up.
Are you just driving?
Yeah, well, I can't take any more days.
Okay.
Not that they'll prevent me from, like, I can just be like, whatever, right. I'm going to take tomorrow off. They'll just frown upon it. And me personally, I don't want to keep doing that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
So I'm going to drive up. And also because we are so close to where I went to college, Sunday, I would really love to just go up and grab my favorite sub sandwich and maybe bring some home.
Fair.
And that'd be easier than taking a train all over the place. Okay. Even though a train sounds fantastic.
Mm.
Hotel, I have a hotel booked. I don't know if I have a one bed or two bed situation going on, but you're welcome to stay with me if I have two.
Let me see. So I'm going to be going. I got to plan this right here, right now. So I was like, do I drive or do I take a train?
I thought you were taking the train with Sean.
Maybe, but he doesn't even know. He doesn't know.
Oh, I thought it was set in stone already.
He's a big dumb idiot. Okay, so here's the plan. Okay, so I'm reading this outside. All right, this is from their press release. All right, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Our annual extravaganza will begin on November 4th, 6:30 p.m. with a pizza party on site for those who wish to attend. This will give you the opportunity to come meet everyone you will be gaming with, as well as set up your equipment for game day. We also plan on having a special gaming tournament to kick off the weekend. On November 5th, doors open at 8 p.m. Be there or be fucking square. They didn't add the fucking I did.
Oh, the 24 hours starts at 8 p.m.?
Yep. 8 a.m.
Oh.
8 a.m.
Oh, I thought you said p.m.
To allow for any to come in and begin preparing for the 25-hour gaming session. Thank you for daylight saving times, you son of a bitch. I added the son of a bitch, not them. Our official start, they're being very professional. I'm not. Our official start will be 10 a.m. It will run through until 10 a.m. Sunday. Okay. So I'm taking off on Friday, got to get down. And it looks like I'm taking the train.
Okay. But I also only have one bed in my room.
Okay. So I'm going to stay there I'm going to stay one night on the 4th to 5th. But the thing is, I hate like, oh, can you guys be my Uber? Like Lee's wife graciously drove me to the train station that day. I guess I could bum a ride, but like, I hate Uber. I don't trust Lyft. If you want to assassinate me, you choose either one of those two. Yeah.
I just said I was driving.
So wait, okay.
But I can drive you to the train.
Okay, so you could drive me to the train.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like Lee and someone could pick me up.
Wait, what? Oh, you mean on Friday?
On Friday.
Oh, I can't drive into the train on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought you meant like at Rome, like after Extra Life, driving into the train
station. No, it's because I want to be there fashionably early. I want to hang out with Lee and his wife and the kids. They're very adorable. I want to show them all my sleep apnea machine. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, I have stories about mine. It's not going great.
What do you mean it's not going great? What's happening?
I'm waking up in the middle of the night and it's not on my face anymore.
Oh, you're really...
And it's not going all the way down. Like, it's getting stuck behind my tonsils, the air.
Oh, really?
So, like, when I breathe out, it feels like I'm suffocating myself because the air is just getting stuck.
So you really do need those tonsils out. All right.
They need to go.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Didn't you schedule that? Didn't you schedule that?
No, he all won't right. do it.
Call him a coward.
I will.
Say, hey, Doc, I made this appointment just to call you a fucking coward. Because I'll be a chicken shit. Won't do it. Yep.
Yeah.
Call his mother. Say,
your mom's a hoe.
Your father is a hamster and your mother spelt of elderberries. That's what you tell him. Okay, so I'm getting a train. I always want, you know, here's the thing. I always wanted to ride a stagecoach. Always wanted to.
All right, we'll see you next year, Frank. Always wanted to. Take you forever.
But you know, like how the trains, like they have the private rooms for the 1%.
Sure.
I would like to be in one of those private rooms. I want to feel like what Elon feels like for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Before having like a weird anti-Semitic, you know, tangent. That's how Elon works. So like the 5 minutes in between one of those tangents, let me be in there. But like when he starts really thinking those crazy thoughts, like I want out immediately, you know?
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Elon and Kanye? Being evil on Twitter and buying it? It's crazy. Anyway. Yeah. I just want to feel like what it feels like to be Henry Ford on a train. Like Steve Jobs on a train. I could have named better millionaires, but I chose the most evil one.
As you do.
As I do. Yeah. But no, I will be one with the people. I will be a Bernie. Be like, hey, guys, and coach, where you're just like me and I'm just like you. Let me see how much these prices are. You ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, because I'm going to go on Amtrak. And this will really make my decision purchasing. Because I don't know if you guys know this. I don't like spending money at all. It sucks. You see, train status. Oh, no, chained. Modify a trip. Oh, I don't. No, sorry. I want train status. I want to go from Penn Station, New York. That's right, guys. You're literally getting it right here. No, not Newark.
Get ready, because the credit card numbers are about to go down.
That's right. Everybody be cool, but like, be cool about it.
While you're doing that, I'm scrolling Twitter just to see what I missed. There's a video of a dad doing dishes in the kitchen sink with the sink filled to the brim with soap and water.
Okay.
Water running. And his child is also taking a bath in the sink.
What?
He's doing both at the same time, and the kid's entire head is covered in soap.
Wait, is Penn Station, New York, Moynihan Train
Hall. They're rebranding everything.
It's not Penn Station anymore?
It is Penn Station, but it is a bigger hub. Yeah.
Fuck that. It's Penn Station, not Moynihan. Why did they do that?
I don't know. I was just there for Comic-Con. It is wild. It's really hard to walk around there now and know where you're going.
That sucks. Okay, so let me see. Train Hall. Moynihan. I can't even pronounce that.
Moynihan. You got it.
Moynihan Train Hall. Why would you? Guys, what are they doing here? This used to be such a great country.
Oh, also, while you're doing that, so New York Comic Con, I didn't really buy a whole lot for me. I bought a lot for the girls. I bought a lot of books for them because they need them.
Yeah.
I found one guy. I saw his booth. I'm like, how are you allowed to do this?
Uh-oh.
He was selling bootleg Blu-rays of old shows, or that were only on digital. Like I could have bought every Netflix Marvel show on Blu-ray. I could have bought Andor on Blu-ray. I could have bought Mandalorian on Blu-ray. Like Apple TV shows, Netflix, Hulu, whatever you name it, it was there, including like old school shows such as Animorphs, the complete series.
Oh, you bought it?
Straight, I bought it.
Oh my god. Or
the complete series of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
No, how much were these, Kyle?
Legends was 35.
Worth it.
Every episode's of the old school one. And my favorite, the one I stayed home and watched when I was sick on Nickelodeon Gas. Great channel that needs to be run. The complete series of Nick Arcade, Joe. Every really? Single episode of Nickelodeon Arcade ever.
Now, what if you get home, you pop these in midway through episode 7, season 4?
Yeah.
It's just like a hardcore porn.
What yeah, I don't know. I am a little, it's a little weird to me though, because I popped these open. Obviously, they're burned Blu-rays, yeah. Whatever. I thought the Blu-ray bottoms are supposed to be like clear. They're black.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what that means. Are these just like DVDs and not Blu-rays?
Maybe DVDs and not Blu-rays.
That's a bummer. That's a bummer. Hey, but I have them now.
I have a round trip. You ready? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Yep. All right. Right. Say the number. What's the number?
Do I want to leave at 120 or 1020? I will arrive at 3 p.m. or 5:55 p.m. I feel like earlier, so I could help prepare the pizza party.
Yeah.
If I come at 5:55, I'll be really rude because that, like, Lee's wife's had to come, or Lee's going to come pick me up like a parent.
Yeah, I think the 10 o'clock one's was good.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to purchase this. No amenities, free Wi-Fi.
Ooh.
They even have a cafe that you could spend 10 bucks to buy a Coke on.
Yeah. I will say it. Their cheeseburgers are not that bad on Amtrak's.
Oh, Kyle.
Listen, when I had to go to Pittsburgh on Amtrak and I was stuck on there for a while.
I like to purchase it. Just what if you'd be a real sicko, Kyle, if you're like, the best burger I best ever had.
On Amtrak. Yep.
Hear me out.
Listen. Was microwave. Listen.
Can I go buy this? Didn't want me to buy this anymore. Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go from Moyahan Station. Watch, that's like an indigenous tribe, and I'm just a piece of shit, you know?
It very well might be.
It might be. No, it sounds very Irish. So I'm just duking on the Irish, I feel like. You know what? Now this is a question that's gonna be lingering, and I'll feel guilty if this is how it usually works.
I'll make look a it joke. Up so I can feel help guilty you out about here. It. Let me see Moyahan.
Could it be named after Dan Patrick Moynihan, politician in
it 100% is
U.S. Senator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what the Wikipedia says.
From Tulsa, Oklahoma. Democratic Party. Okay. But like, when was this? You know when they started switching. It was the time they started switching sides. Oh boy, who knows? Oh boy, our history is very weird. Okay. Want to go to Rome, New York.
Another thing while you're doing this.
Yeah.
Have you seen this clip of this bailiff on a TV judge show?
Please, for the people at home.
Okay. So this guy, they're having some sort of like divorce settlement or something. And the guy there is like, you don't understand. We fight. It happens. Like, whatever.
Yeah. This is like a Judge Judy show, by the way.
And they look over to this bailiff, and this bailiff is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Act out of his mind.
Yeah.
And the guy who's part of the case study, he goes, he looks very angry. And the bailiff goes, what?
Yeah, the plaintiff points to the bailiff.
And the judge is like, he's been married for 27 years. He's fine. And the bailiff is just like, he's awestruck. And he's like, you don't look happy, man. You don't look happy. And then it cuts to like a news story today of the dude killed his wife.
Holy shit.
It's insane.
Oh my God.
Absolutely insane that guy got it right.
He had a good eye. All right, Kyle, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? What's the difference between business and coach?
Business, I believe you have. I think business is quiet cars.
Oh, that's like the fancy living Elon cars?
No. You don't get a bed or anything.
What's the difference?
It's quiet. Like, you have to be quiet. If you're not quiet, you get kicked out, I think.
Okay, let's
check. Oh, wait, extra this. Leg room.
Amtrak.
You have a complimentary non-alcoholic business beverage.
Between
coach and I'm reading it right now.
Well, I want also like a, you know, a non-altered.
Just do coach.
Well, wait a second, Kyle. I get to experience.
You're going to be on it for like 4 hours, man.
I mean, what if I want to take a nap? What's that?
You can take a nap and coach.
This is me, Kyle. Don't yuck my yum. One sec. Can I just get an image side by side? I don't need to read a goddamn article. Just show me if I'm in a fucking pod.
You're not in a pod. I can guarantee you, you're not in a pod.
How do you know?
I've been on Amtrak many times.
I want to be a pod person. Let me.
Oh, I think you also get to choose your actual seat in business class.
Oh, stupid. See, they expect me to pay double the price just to do just to pick first. Fuck you, dude. All right.
But you think about it, if you were in a pod.
If I was in a pod, that's cool. To get me like a hot napkin, I place on my lap.
A hot napkin, not a hot towel. No. A hot bounty napkin.
Yeah. I think I'll nuke this one just for you, bud.
Here's a complimentary cheeseburger. Many have said it's the best cheeseburger they've ever had.
I heard it sustains me. Yes, it most certainly does. We can't tell much by the taste, but it certainly will be sustaining. All right, so coach. Oh, coach, man. Is $95, though.
Because you waited too long.
That's a lot of money.
And that's only one way, right? So yes, round trip's going to be probably 215 after taxes and stuff.
I coach. This one's going to be. I depart now. I can't depart at 10. Oh shit! This one only departs at 4. Whew. So I would need to leave ASAP. I want some time with my buddy Sean, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's 67. No pod. They don't have a pod option here. Okay, so altogether it'd be $162.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
You said what, 4 a.m. or 4 in the afternoon?
4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
4 in the afternoon. I'm back at like 9 or 10.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Now we got that one out of the way. Kyle, we're still planning logistics here, okay? Now we got to go. I went at a good Holiday Inn. Rome, New York. Well, let's see. Rome, New York. Honestly, what a great show this has been. Hotels. Not getting murdered at a Motel 6. Not getting murdered at a... If I'm getting murdered...
I want people to review this after show specifically. An after show for a show we've never done an after show on before.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay, I get three chances here. Kyle, all right.
Uh-huh.
Wingate by Wyndham Rome. Why just say Wyndham? This is a Wyndham.
Joe, just get the hotel we're all staying at.
What's that one? Is it the La Quinta Inn?
No, it's the Hampton Inn Rome.
Okay, one second.
It's a 4-minute walk from the place.
Kyle, please let me have this.
Oh, a business class hotel. I got a pod in it.
Exactly. You know, I'm seeing as this has a pod.
You want to know what hotels in Rome, New York. Let's see what pops up.
You want to know what I'm really looking at, Kyle?
No, I do not. Not at all.
This is what I'm looking at. This is what my father instilled at me in a young age. Two things, and they're almost equally important. One, does this hotel have, wait for it, Kyle, a continental breakfast?
That is important.
It's imperative. So let's see.
Hampton Inn does.
Hampton Inn does have free breakfast. Yep. Continental. Yep. Mm-hmm. And next one. This one's
oh god.
This one's the do or die. Ready for it?
I'm ready.
Does it have a pool?
You're gonna go swimming in November?
Yeah, who knows? It could be a spa. You don't get it. There could be a spa in there, Kyle.
I've never been in a spa in my entire life.
Go, ooh, what? You've never been in a hot tub or a jacuzzi?
No. It does have a pool, though, by the way.
Oh, wow. I got a hand job in a jacuzzi once. All right. Well, that's interesting.
What?
When I die, I'll tell that to my kids. Closer. I had a bad hand job in a hot tub once. It was weird. It was 17.
Oh.
It was prom. All right.
Tim Wolf, I'm sorry for your son.
Oh, yeah. So sorry. This is not the... Didn't even have the bleep button ready. Okay, so $130.
Yeah.
Let me, I'm going to buy this right here and now. Look at that. Select a room. Okay, free Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. This I got it. Great. I got a king-size bed in my room.
Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now we get to really look here, okay? I have three options.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
One of them, option one, two queen-size beds with microwave, fridge, non-smoke.
Ooh, please don't. Microwave.
Please. Or we have microwave because it cut it off, and fridge. Okay. This is important. The second one, one king, one microwave, fridge, non-smoke. And then one king-size with sofa bed, microwave, fridge, and maybe I'll see if someone wants to split a room with me. Maybe we'll make it work. But I am expecting that pool and continental breakfast. That is, I'm not even, nothing else. So, okay. So all together with taxes, it's about $300 to go to Rome, New York.
Yeah.
For 2 days, raising money for the sick kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an extra show all about it. It's such rare form. Kyle, that's it. That's all I got for you guys. That's it. That's how I'm ending it. It's abrupt.
I love it.
Just like the Sopranos episode, no one's satisfied.
Just like how you used to end old episodes, like mid-sentence.
Mid-sentence.
Just, we're done.
We're done. Because I thought that was funny and unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh boy. Kyle, is there anything you'd like to... this is not the end of the normal show.
No,
anything you'd like to say?
No, I love you. If you're coming out to Rome, New York, yep. I'd love to see you, give you a hug, and play some games with it. If not, please watch us. Are we streaming to ours or Sean's?
I think carpool? That's the logistics we're working out right now.
Okay, so either way, you'll know. We'll let you know, and it's gonna be a good time. Will I probably go back to my hotel and fall asleep halfway through the night? Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I might.
You don't do it.
I'm old, Joe. My bones are so brittle.
It's true. But don't do it. You'll be with her. We'll sleep on the couch.
And disrupt the audio with my loud snoring?
Yeah. No, you know what I did? I legitimately walked outside and like took a nap on like the bench in the hallway. That worked.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sure, I snore. But get fucking used to it, you know? That's right. All right, everybody. We love y'all. Keep it with magic. Keep hunting. And of course, keep tuning in. See y'all.
Bye-bye. Bye.